Welcome to our July 4th mentorship session recording. I'd just like to ask everyone live on the session and everyone who watches this recording to please just take a moment, close your eyes, breathe into your belly, ground your energy, send those beautiful energetic roots into Pachamama. Just like a great tree. And really send those roots deep down to find the water, to find the nourishment. Even if your current experience feels a little dry, just go ahead and send those energetic roots all the way down to the aquifer, to the sacred water deep in the earth to receive nourishment. Just linking in with the depths of Pachamama, so that you are supported and held and stabilized and nourished. And breathing into your belly to receive that nourishment. I'd like to take a moment to really honor the water, and honor the fire, honor the air and the ether, as well as Pachamama. Honor the winds, the rivers, the mountains. Honor La Luna and Del Sol, the moon and the sun. Honoring the open spaces, the canyons, the mountains, the plains, the deserts, the sand dunes, the ocean, just all the different sacred spaces of this beautiful planet that we live on. And just remembering to breathe gently and deeply into your belly. Take a moment and just visualize the earth, the entire earth, without borders, without countries, without a map with lines, just really seeing the entire earth as one beautiful energy, as oneness, completely connected. Visualize the water and the land all connected as one throughout the whole earth. And see how the fish connect to the elephants, and the elephants connect to the trees, and the trees connect to the clouds, and the gazelles connect to the clouds, and the sun connects to the earth. You see what I mean? Just see how everything is really connected. Everything is connected, no matter what it is. It's not a linear connection. It's oneness. And as you breathe into your belly, I want you to imagine, visualize yourself rising off, stay grounded while rising off above the planet. Rise above the planet, start to float up into the clouds, up into the ether, up into the stars. Feel yourself rising so that you're above. And you can look down onto the planet from that beautiful space, from the cosmos. And rise up so high above the planet that you can see the planet like a tennis ball, so tiny. Feel your expansiveness in that place where all the stories are gone. It's simply oneness. Just take a moment and relax into that oneness. Just feel yourself floating in the stars. And we'll invoke the archangels to surround us as we float in those stars of oneness, and to surround the earth. Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, Saint Germain, and all other archangels, legions of archangels. And the archangels are so big that they can hold the planet in their palm as if it's the size of a tennis ball. They're huge. So I want you to feel yourself expand to the size of those archangels. Feel yourself so big, and then the archangels are circled up with you, and you're circled around the earth, and you're holding the earth in your palm. You can see how precious it is, how small it is in relativity to the infinite universe. You can see how beautiful it is. You can feel how we're all connected on this tiny little planet floating in infinity, floating in infinite space. And with this vantage point, this expansiveness, just flow healing light. Allow healing light to flow through you. Don't do anything. Simply be expansive healing light and allow that to flow through you into the planet, onto the planet, around the planet, to every being, every experience of this planet. Whew, and breathe into your belly. Just see the whole planet surrounded in light. Just breathe into the beauty of that. Feel the whole planet at peace, calm, filled with love and gratitude. And as an interesting practice, think about some story, something on the planet that agitates you, that gets on your nerves. And notice how you get small like that. And then breathe into that and allow yourself to expand again. So that once again, you're as big as the archangels and you can hold the earth in your palms. And you can feel tangibly how silly so much of what we believe is, how silly it is of us to be attached, to argue, to fight, to claim borders. And you can also feel tangibly the beauty that is life on this planet, because it's just so precious and such a miracle that we float in this infinite expanse and yet have these individual experiences. Breathe that into your belly, that awareness. And recognize your ability as a co-creator of this experience. Recognize your ability and your gift to choose what you manifest, what you create in this infinite universe and on this planet as a divine human being of light. Breathe into the preciousness of that, the power of that. And recognize that not only are we citizens of the whole world, we're citizens, beings of the whole universe. So it's all relative. And we have the opportunity to rise and expand into this place where we can truly see the whole forest and not just one tree. We can hold the earth in the palm of our hands and pray and send healing light and devotion and love and beauty and blessings to everyone and everything in this beautiful universe, in this multiverse. And when you are feeling the need to expand to a place of oneness, this is a beautiful place to do it, to connect with our archangel brothers and sisters, these star beings that we call archangels, and see the planet from their perspective and reassess and refresh your experience, renew yourself from this perspective. Reset. Just breathe into your belly. And from this expansive place, connect with your heart. And as we journey, and you connect with your guides, the archangels, ancestors, the earth, whatever you would like to connect with, I want you to ask your heart to empower you, to show you, to allow you to fully feel and embody true freedom. Not apple pie, firework, July 4th, patriotic programming kind of freedom. Ask your heart to empower you to fully embody grace, true freedom of grace, the freedom of expansiveness, the freedom of oneness, the freedom of bliss, the freedom of awareness and consciousness, the freedom that you are God, you are Goddess, you are Creatrix. Asking, allowing, willing that we fully embody our personal power, our personal freedom within our infinite, infinite experience. So let that be your intention as we journey. Thank you.
Nine.
Piada limpiada nai 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 Infinite, infinite, nine, 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 expansive, nine, 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 nine. Clarity, clarity, Saint Germain, Saint Germain, nine, nine, nine. Cosmos, cosmos, nine, nine, multiverse, multiverse, nine, 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 openness, openness, nine, 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 allowance, allowance, nine, 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 freedom, freedom, nine, 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 freedom, freedom, nine, 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 Consciousness, awareness, awareness, awakening, awakening, compassion, compassion, forgiveness, forgiveness, kindness, kindness, Pachamama, Pachamama, nai, 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 Breathe into your belly. Wherever you are in your journey, make your way back to that beautiful, expansive place with the archangels, where you're circled up with those archangels, with the earth in the center of your beautiful circle. And as you breathe gently into your belly to remain expansive while also grounding into your beautiful human form, set the intention to update your programming, update your understanding, update your awareness, update your openness, update your healing to receive the activations, the uploads, the updates, the leveling up that you are ready to step into the fullness of your personal expansive freedom. Breathe in and receive. Gracias, Archangeles. Thank you, Archangels. Star beings, thank you. Infinite, infinite universe, multiverse, cosmos, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let us remain in gratitude, continuing to receive these updates to our personal, beautiful systems. As you slowly, gracefully, gently, lovingly make your way consciously, awarely back into your body. Remaining expansive while also coming back into full embodiment of your human, divine, physical form, wiggling your toes and your fingers. Remaining in that love and gratitude for this tiny planet floating in infinite space. Holding those prayers, embodying the prayers that we've shared together. Breathing into your belly to integrate this beautiful medicine journey that we've been on together and that we continue in together. As you continue to receive activations, uploads, attunements, healing, and uploads for your personal healing, freedom, growth, leveling up, expansion, and for any and all of your personal and collective intentions with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms. So be it, it is so. And breathe into your belly as you find yourself aware in your physical personal space. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. And I would encourage you to drink a little water. I hope each of you have water with you. When we move a lot of energy, we want to stay hydrated. Woo. Oodly woo. So funny story. Just before I was going to close up our journey, out of the blue, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, spirit speaking to me through my laptop, of course, I opened my eyes to, you know, check in with the time, make sure I'm still online. I do that from time to time. I usually keep my eyes closed, but I like to check in from time to time and hold the space. And my screen had this thing that said, update will happen in 10 minutes. And I had the opportunity to postpone that update so that it would not turn off my computer and stop our session. However, I heard Spirit clearly say, do not postpone your updates. So that's why I used that term at the end there and called in the updates, because that really made me giggle internally. And I felt that Spirit was speaking, right? Because that thing never pops up on my screen. I never see the update thing pop up on my screen. It popped up right at the end of the journey. And I thought that's a beautiful way to complete our time together in that shamanic journey. So I trust that you will continue with grace and ease throughout lifetimes, timelines, dimensions, and realms to receive any updates that you choose to invoke and embody and are ready to fully manifest in this particular life experience, this particular physical embodiment that you're walking in at this time, especially as it pertains to expansiveness and really fully embodying freedom in the much larger multi-level, multifaceted experience of that word, and that it's not even a word, you know, beyond the word of freedom and what that really means, and how we can walk in that as citizens, as beings of light of the multiverse and of this universe and of this planet and of this community and of this what we call our country in this landmass, and even just within your own house with your pets or your family or your loved ones or your partners or your friends, and just really remembering that we truly are all one. When I first began to connect with the angels and the archangels, they took me to that place where they showed me how to be so big that I can hold the earth in the palm of one hand. And they said, basically let me know that's where they hang out. And I thought, this is cool. And so when I really feel a desire or maybe even a need to really back up and get that eagle eye view, that aguila, falcon, hawk, that view of the planet from such an expansive place, that I can really see the earth and just remember that everything is relative. And it's an interesting practice to suddenly think of a story that you're telling yourself or writing for yourself and feel how quickly you get small again and then must remember and breathe and expand again. Unless you're remembering stories of expansiveness and love, and then you'll stay in that expansive place. I found it so funny when they said, think of something negative. They were teaching me and they said, think of something negative. And I did. And boom, I was back on the planet like that. It was really abrupt. And they said, okay, now you know, now you see, now you experience and embody what that's doing. And so it's just an awareness. There's nothing wrong with having a negative thought or a thought that you perceive as negative. There's nothing wrong with recognizing stories that don't feel good. It's just a really great way to recognize, does this story empower me to be expansive and to really remain in a relative, objective, yet fully connected, loving space with the planet, with humans and the way that we behave on the planet and the stories that we write and the programs that we're running that may or may not support what we really choose to create. So I may have shared that with you before. If not, I'm sharing it with you now. And please know that you can connect with the archangels at any time and expand into that place and receive healing and send healing to the planet. It's a great place to expand and send that healing to the planet to get out of the story, to get out of the drama, to get out of the attachment and the expectation of what happens. It's just a beautiful, tiny little planet floating in the infinite cosmos, and you're just loving on it. I love that. And I love that we're meeting on July 4th, which is a day that I've often just avoided, just gone internal and ignored all of the stories around it. And when I realized that this was falling on July 4th, I thought, well, that will be interesting. And I'm actually really grateful. I'm grateful that so many of you made time to be here and be together in sacred circle and to pray together and journey together. On a day when there's a lot of stories and a lot of programs being celebrated that aren't necessarily fully supportive to our connection on the planet. My update just popped up again. So apparently we need to update. Apparently my laptop wants to update with all the rest of us. So I postponed that again. But when we're complete with the session, I will not postpone my update. I promise, Spirit. I'm updating. So Erin, could you please unmute Michelle? She asked to connect tonight for some support. Oh, yeah, Gail, so you integrated the celebration of conquering and allowed that to transmute and transform. That's how I would phrase it. I wouldn't release it. That's beautiful. So, Michelle, are you unmuted?
Yeah,
I hope so. Yeah, so I'm curious, before you tell me what you want to work on, I was specifically activating that you would receive what you needed for the question that you were going to ask during that journey. And so I'm curious, and we can certainly talk about it and link in, because you asked and I honor that. I also wanted to just check in and see if that was supportive without me even knowing what you were going to ask about.
I did get some more clarity about the question in my mind, and it definitely relates to being expansive. The whole time we've been working together, I've been trying to stay in a good space and manifest my dreams, and all of a sudden I have these opportunities and it's overwhelming and it's hard to accept it and to make a decision on kind of which way to go. I have a job offer in the Bay Area, so I might be moving across the country in a few weeks. Yeah, and it's what I've been wanting, but yet it's hard to commit and make the decision to go with the expansiveness, even though it's exactly what I asked the universe for. So I get the opportunity and I'm like, wait, I'm scared. So that's sort of where I'm at.
Interesting. And I know everybody here can relate to this. It's like, gimme. Oh, snap. You just gave me. Oh no, wait. Okay. I'm not sure. Like, we do that. We're so human that way. We ask for it and then it all starts showing up and then we get all freaked out. Right?
Exactly.
That's so funny. Humans are funny. So are you feeling that you've made the decision to move to the Bay Area and you're simply seeking to clear any anxiety around that? Or are you still feeling that you're seeking clarity on the possibility of that move?
I think I'm still seeking clarity on the move.
Okay. So let's take your response, I think, and take a moment and breathe into your belly and check in with how you feel, because I sense that you already know exactly what you want to do. And if anybody else has anything else that you're wondering about, and maybe there's a little bit too much thinking, take a minute and just breathe into your belly and come into a place of feeling with it. When you imagine yourself living in the Bay, working there, does it feel expansive or does it feel constrictive, small?
That's easy. Definitely expansive, but not comfortable and unknown.
So expansive is where you want to focus. What I'm experiencing you doing is saying, yes, but. Right? So the expansive, just stop with expansive. Just breathe into that. See yourself in the Bay. See yourself working there. You're writing a story that it's going to be hard. You're writing a story that it's going to be uncomfortable. You're already writing stories of what it will be. I'm not saying it won't take you out of your comfort zone. I'm not saying it's not a big leap. However, I'm acknowledging and reflecting that you're already telling me how hard it's going to be, how unknown it's going to be, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So take a minute, and anything that you all are maybe writing stories about, and for you, Michelle, see yourself in the Bay. See yourself in a cute little place that you're living in. Maybe you have a housemate, maybe you don't. See yourself at that job, learning and getting to know those new people, getting to know the Bay. When the lights go out in the city. And that's that song about, and the sun shines on the Bay. See, all you have to do is sing Journey and everything works out, see? So, I want to be there. Now I got that song in my head. In my city. You all know that song, don't you? So that's all about the bay. Like, see how fun that got?
It's weird that you started singing because the person I'd be living with were both musicians. And he's like, come so we can play music and sing and do guitar together. It's so weird. And you've never done that before when someone's shared. So that's weird.
That's not weird. That spirit saying, start a journey cover band at the bay.
Right on.
No, but seriously, that's even when I'm joking around, this is spirit flowing through. It's never an accident what flows through. Never an accident. I take full responsibility that everything is flowing through is not an accident. Don't overthink it. Always stay focused and aware. So yeah, I randomly started singing a pop song as you've been invited by these musicians who want to sing with you, connect with you, make music with you. You already have a job there. You have a place to live there. Mm-hmm. So take a minute and breathe into your belly and check in with your body. Close your eyes. Check in with your body. And where in your body is the stuck energy? Where in your body is the hoochah? Where in your body is the place where it gets stuck?
The hips. Okay. I was trying, when you were journeying and singing, I was focusing on that area and trying to loosen it.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom chakra.
Great. So check in with your hips. And anybody that can relate to this, like Devin said she can relate, anything that's coming that you're excited about and then you find yourself constricting, even though it's what you want, check in with your body. Where is that in your body? And then Michelle, once you've found that in your hips, go into your hips. Just take a moment and connect lovingly with that energy in your hips and ask it, what do you need? What do you need, my love?
That was real quick. It wants water and salt water.
Mm. So it's asking to be there. It wants the water and the salt water. So ask it, why are you afraid? What energy is stuck here that I can lovingly allow to feel safe in this transition, this shift?
What's the question?
Just take a minute and breathe into your belly. Find that energy in your hips that wants the salt water and wants that air and that what it asked for. And ask that energy, where's the fear? What are you afraid of? What's the stuckness that's afraid to leap for what it truly wants?
So what is it afraid of?
Hmm? Yeah.
I think it's afraid of the unknown and just having an unfamiliar environment and sort of being exposed. And I feel like if I had made this journey, I'd become more open and step into who I go along on my journey. It'd be higher level. And it's scary because I'd be more out there, if that makes sense. And that's very scary.
Yeah. So that's an interesting story. That it would be very scary to level up and be expansive and be amazing and be awesome and do all the things you love to do and allow people to see you in your power and be a beautiful medicine woman and singer and musician and live your dreams. Wow, gosh, that's scary. I'm not invalidating the fear. I'm reflecting to you the story that you're writing. This is amazing, but. So take a minute and check in. And talk to that energy in your hips and let it know that you're safe. Find out what it needs to be safe so that you stop writing the story that this is so scary that you keep yourself stuck. I'm not saying there won't be anxiety. We don't want you to be so scared you're stuck. So what does that energy need to feel safe to allow you to live into your dreams?
Well, to feel safe, I mean, that's something that's not just with this issue in my life. That's been a core problem. So for mm-hmm. me, I think the answer is having the connection all the time to what we're working on here and just having that awareness that even if I'm in the middle of the country in Texas and sorry if anybody lives in Texas, but if I'm in like an unsafe space or, you know, that it's okay that I'm connected with my guides and if I'm even in physical danger and, or just yeah. any kind of danger, I'm still okay and supported.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a practice. And the irony is, and this is for everybody, because Judy said she's resonating with the safety piece. And this 30-day soul retrieval practice is part of getting embodied and grounded so that you always feel safe. That's a big piece. That's, I don't always tell you all what it's doing as you do this work, but it's a big piece of that is to empower you to feel safe because you're actually fully embodied. We feel unsafe when we are not fully embodied. And so keep bringing in those pieces, all right? At the same time, the irony, Michelle, and I know you know this, so it's okay if you want to go, ugh, but I'm going to say it anyway. And I love that orb of light that's behind you right now. You've got some kind of God light coming in behind you right now going, oh, you are safe and protected. Can everybody see that? The irony is as you make the leap, you're going to feel more safe.
Hmm.
You're not going to feel safe keeping yourself small and constricted to be safe. Once you allow yourself to make a leap and expand, you'll actually feel more safe. The lack of safety is that you're scared to death you're going to not do what you really want to do. And instead of going, oh, that's where that fear is coming from, you're projecting it onto what hasn't even happened yet. But the fear is really about staying small. Can you feel that?
And making the wrong choice. I think we have this programming, there's right and wrong choices, but...
Right. But making the wrong choice is still about staying small. And this is about following what feels expansive. So you know what you want to do. You know that it will have its ups and downs. It'll be what it is. But I'd love to invoke some Sandra Holden right now, who I've been traveling with the last week and a half. And every time I would freak out because the rental car wasn't at the airport. It was at some place downtown. And then they were going to close in 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, crap, we're not going to get there. You see what I'm saying? Every time we would hit a bump, which is kind of like, I got to pack my stuff. I got to move. I got to get my apartment rented. You see what I'm saying? All the things that would pop up. Sandra would be like, new adventure, new adventure. I wanted to, don't you realize how stressful this is? She never went there, right? She was just like, plot twist. And so she's been helping me remember to relax, that I am safe. You know what? If we didn't get to the car in time, then we would have gotten a hotel in Denver and gotten it the next day, right? And then we would have gotten the car next day. And then we left, and about 45 minutes later, the car kind of sort of broke down. And I'm freaking out. Because now we're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere, Colorado. And Sandra's like, plot twist. I'm like, I'm going to smack this woman. She's in the other room laughing. She's in the living room laughing right now and I can hear her. But I'm telling you this because I have these experiences too, because I want to micromanage. I want to control everything. I want to feel safe. But if our car had not had to pull over on the side of the road, I never would have met that really cool highway patrolman that I had a sweet conversation with and got to learn more about that area. We never would have talked to the really sweet guy at the Avis rental car place that happens to live in Aspen and explain to us what these brand new Mustang convertibles, how they work and how they're a sports car and all this stuff. I don't even know what happened and all the buttons we got to push. And then everything like brought us into alignment with the Uber driver we were supposed to meet because the car wasn't actually at the airport because I screwed up and didn't rent it from the right place. But I didn't screw up. Spirit wanted us to, you see what I'm saying? That's the thing, like get in the alignment. Don't hustle, get in the alignment. And here's the thing, feel the fear, do it anyway. And then the fear will begin to dissipate. You will suddenly go, holy moly, I've got this. What's happening though is you're thinking, and there's always going to be a reason not to jump. There's always going to be a reason not to take the leap. I moved to Colorado 2 years ago. I spent a shit ton of money moving to Colorado. I spent a shit ton of money in Colorado, and 2 months later, I was back in North Carolina. And I was so angry that it didn't work out. But after the fact, I went, oh, that's why I needed to do that. And my whole life leveled up. I had to go there for, that's not the only time in my life that's happened. If you move to the Bay and in 2 months you're like, I'm over it, I'm going back, then that's exactly what you were meant to do. And I promise you with that, with my whole heart. And throughout that process, I learned to feel more safe and to trust myself and to trust that the accidents actually opened up things and leveled me up. And I know you know this, I'm simply reminding you what you already know. And it's a process. You're not going to have it all figured out before you move to the Bay. Mm. Moving to the Bay is going to empower you to figure it out. Taking that leap is going to empower you to let go of a lot of that fear and actually feel safe because you allowed yourself to expand. When we don't feel safe, we want to get small. And that actually doesn't help us feel safe. That makes us feel more unsafe. So the more you're able to expand, the safer you will feel, even though that feels counterintuitive. Do you understand?
I think so. And I like everyone's comments. I'm not responding to them, but yeah, it's
awesome. Yeah, I want you to focus on me and don't read all their comments. They're not the teachers here. They're teachers, they're gurus, they're maestros. That's beautiful. But I really wish we could get rid of that thing. Everybody's popping in popcorn and they're not listening.
I have ADD.
If they're sitting there commenting at you, are they? If they're sitting there telling you what you need to do and commenting, are they listening and focusing? No, they're not. So, Michelle, I want you to dial in on me, honey. Okay. This is medicine. So, this is medicine. Breathe into your belly and take this in.
So there is never going to be 100% clarity. So that's the clarity. You have to just have the faith and feel the fear anyway, because I'm never going to know it's the right thing. I just have to do it.
Or you decide this is the right thing and I'm going to go for it. Or you decide it's not. I'm going to be scared as poop and I'm not going to do it. It's a decision. This is the whole thing we've been talking about, letting go of these programs and uploading your programs. I hope everybody's listening and not commenting right now. Upload, update, activate your old programming so that you stop thinking, do I need clarity? Is this right? Is this wrong? Those are programs. You get to decide what's right, what isn't right, what's clear, what's not clear. What if you just decided, I have total clarity?
So you create it. It's not that it exists and you're trying to retrieve this information. You project it and it's so. And you'll just figure it out. If you fuck up, well, you'll just move back or get some bruises.
Or you won't consider it fucking up. I considered it fucking up at the time because that was the story I was writing, because I was disappointed because my expectations were not met.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. all about expectations. So it's yes and yes. It's already happened. It's already so, and you're creating it. That's shamanism, holding two opposing views at the same time. This is deep stuff you're working with, and I trust that everyone is listening and receiving, because this isn't just about making a decision. This is about recognizing that you're in a video game. You're in a matrix where you get to decide your experience. So when Sandra says, plot twist, she's choosing to make light of it and have fun with it and not let it bring her down. When I go, oh my God, I messed up. The rental car's at the wrong place. I'm so tired. I'm so stressed. That's the program I'm running. And the beauty of having Sandra there to remind me was that I could stop running that program and just relax. I am the best at freaking out when stuff doesn't work out the way I want. I totally understand where you're coming from. I really do. It took me 3 years to finally decide to move to Colorado, and I would not change any of that for the world. I leveled up, I had initiations, and when I came back to Asheville, my whole world opened up. Activate. If I had known then what I'm sharing with you now, I would have said, I'm going to Colorado and my whole world is going to open up. And regardless of what happens, I choose to level up, activate, and receive full expansiveness, awareness. You see what I'm saying? I would have set that intention before I even went. So you have the opportunity to do that. Not to mention all these awesome people who are commenting. You know why they're commenting? It's because they adore you, they love you, and they're so excited for you. So I'm not dissing that they're commenting. I just want people to focus and not be chattering, because this is deep medicine you're working with. This is deep medicine for everybody, because the one thing I really wanted to do today was have you step out of the matrix. because July 4th and these programs around holidays are all matrix. Have fun with it. Just know what it is. So that's what you're doing, Michelle. You're saying, I'm not letting the matrix program me anymore. I'm going to have my life as an adventure. And my next adventure will be, the car might break down on that adventure. You may get to your adventure place and go, how did I end up in Texas? Right? Right? No diss to anybody who lives in Texas, like you said. Okay, so choose that it's an adventure. Choose, you know, I'm not saying you won't have moments and hiccups and places where you're like, oh, am I safe? Am I okay? You get to create your experience, though. You really do. And it's a practice. Maybe one day we will all get to the place where we go, I'm enlightened. I no longer need to align. I am fully aligned. I'm not there yet. I need to be reminded. I need practices. And I'm living into it every single day. There's no place that you get to and suddenly you're clear, you're done, everything makes sense, and you're finished. I haven't seen that be the experience of life. Maybe some people have had that experience. Maybe avatars have their experience. I don't know. But for us mere mortals here in this space, right, it's a practice. So the practice is chop wood, carry water, poco a poco, step by step. I am so excited to go to the Bay. I'm excited about this job. I'm excited about these people and this place to live. I'm totally taken care of. And now I will begin packing my bags, and that's all I'm going to focus on, and just keep giving thanks and gratitude for the flow and the grace and the ease. And if you get tweaked, reach out to us for support, do your call in your soul retrievals, and just like when Sandra would say plot twist, I would go, right, relax, bloom, allow. Every freaking person we connected with throughout this journey, almost every single one of them has been named Angela. And Sandra kept calling in angels. So, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm so glad I was traveling with her, or I might have been asking you all for support in this session. But that's what I'm saying. The universe will go, I'm here. I'm here. Look, I sent you Angel A and another Angel A, right? Poco a poco, be easier with yourself. You are so ready for an adventure, my love. You know you're going. So let's have fun with this. Let's have this adventure and let this community support you, because we all get it. Everybody in this community has had moments of, oh, I want to do that awesome thing and I'm afraid. We all get it. We're all choosing to stay in alignment and stop hustling. We're all choosing to allow and to receive and to let spirit flow it to us and be in big and as expansive as we are. And for whatever reason, it's our light that frightens us much more than our shadow, usually, as a general rule. And you're saying, I'm ready to be in my light. And so I'm just going to hold you in that light. I'm going to see you in that vision. I already see you in the Bay, which means you can join us at 4 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock, right? I see you just, you know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you. I feel a lot better.
Good. And you know what? Tomorrow you may hit your oh crap place again. That doesn't mean it's not flowing. It means breathe, bring it back into alignment. This is the daily practice. Breathe, bring it back. Breathe, bring. That's what these tools and practices are about, because every day you can hit a bump where you feel like, and then you got to bring yourself back. That's why we come together every 2 weeks. It's exactly why we do this. Because every one of us hits that place where we go, oh shit, even though we're like, dang, I was fine 20 minutes ago. What happened? Right? And getting out of, this is the, I know we're running late, so if you have to go, go. I'm going to keep, spirit wants to speak. So the other thing I want to talk about tonight, which really resonates with what you were sharing, which I had forgotten and spirit just brought it through, is it's much more comfortable to keep doing what you're doing, stay grounded, stay focused, feel really spiritual and stuff when you're in your comfort zone. So when I'm at home in my personal space and people come to my temple and I'm in the mountains that I love and I've been doing mojo there for 20 years, I feel very comfortable. I feel very supported. It's easy for me to be all zen. I come out here, there's freaking forest fires all around me. It's hot as Hades. There's no water. It's completely arid. We're at 9,000 feet. I can barely breathe just walking up steps. we went to Crestone. That's all like aliens floating around us. It's all trippy. I've had a much harder time staying grounded. And I've seen that I've felt myself, I've perceived myself to be out of alignment, you know, when the rental car and this and that. So I'm having to really find my tools, remember my tools, use my practices, and bring myself back. We all do that. There's no place. Maybe there is a place where you get where you don't have to do that. I'm not there yet. I'm going to be totally authentic that I'm not there yet. And it's really easy to forget when I get out of my comfort zone. So you're choosing to step out of your comfort zone, and you have tools, practices, a community of support, and all sorts of guides to help you with that. That's what this is all about. Is this isn't about getting to some place where you're like, there's no basketball goal that we're trying to get the ball in. This is about the daily practice that keeps you learning and growing and evolving and leveling up. Okay? So it can feel more challenging. I'm not going to write a story that it is. Sometimes it feels more challenging to do that when you're not in your little bubble. And so I've been out of here completely out of my bubble and had all sorts of opportunity to practice bringing myself back. And that's what you'll do when you move out there. That's all. You're just going to another awesome place in the country that's got wonderful things that you're excited about and more opportunity to practice all these amazing tools that you have. How's that feel?
Woo!
And the same goes for everybody else. Whether you're moving, whether you've had a death in the family or a traumatic experience, or you're just feeling super discombobulated, or you're hot and tired, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, halt. That's when you need to stop and go, okay, I need to ground and do some self-care. Just take a minute, you know, because that's when I did get discombobulated, when I'm tired, when I'm hungry, when I've been traveling all day and I can't, you know, just be aware of that when you're dehydrated. Like, use your tools, do the self-care, and then it's not so dramatic, you know? So you're all doing great. Thank you for stopping all the so that we could focus. I want you to chat. I also want you to receive medicine, because I'm not just talking to Michelle or to the person, and it's not me talking. It's not me. I'm just a little, I don't know, an emoji or something, and Spirit speaking through. So thank you all for being here, and let's make sure everybody's feeling nice and grounded before we unmute, because last time we had, like, is everybody good? Okay, let's unmute, and I'll say happy.